بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us the description and the characteristics of the person who will enter into paradise. He said, يدخل الجنة كل صدوق اللسان مخموم القلب. He said to the Sahaba that the one who is absolutely honest in speech, he will enter into paradise, and مخموم القلب. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used a description that was not known to the Sahaba. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, صدوق اللسان, the one who is صدوق اللسان, we understand this. Who is مخموم القلب? Who is a person whose مخموم القلب, whose heart is مخموم? So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, it is a person who has a heart which is التقي النقي. Two qualities. Number one, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it's التقي. التقي, it is filled with the taqwa of Allah. The heart is filled with the taqwa of Allah. What taqwa of Allah? Allah consciousness. It is a heart that is filled with Allah consciousness, meaning that heart can immediately detect what is recognizing the court of Allah, what is not recognizing the court of Allah. It can distinguish. It is a sensitive heart. It has strong senses. So the moment it is presented with something that is doubtful, haram, immediately it rejects it. And it does not want to go in that direction. It has complete disinclination. That's taqi. It's filled with Allah consciousness. Easy way and most effective way of developing that is dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name abundantly. Different forms of dhikr. Number two, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, An-naqi. It is a clean heart. So one is it has a good relationship with Allah, but also with other fellow beings, or other fellow human beings. So it has a strong relationship with Allah, but it's clean, it's pure. Pure from what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا إثم ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد. There's no sin in it. Sometimes the person feels, if I'm not committing the sin, I'm still allowed to think about it and fantasize over the sin. That is not right. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the heart must also be free from sin. ولا بغي. No form of transgression against Allah within that heart. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ولا حسد. Absolutely no. Or the first word Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Daghil." There's no malice in the heart. It does not harbor any ill feelings and bitterness towards anyone else. Wala hasad, no jealousy towards anyone else. So, how do I remedy these two? Sometimes it's natural. I just naturally feel bitter towards someone. Naturally, I have jealousy towards someone. One of the most effective way of ridding the heart of that type of feelings towards the next person is making dua for that person. That same person for whom you have hatred, and for whom in your heart uncontrollably you feel jealous and this bitterness, make dua for that person. And you will see naturally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove those feelings from the heart. May Allah grant you the Muslim.